local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
One nice thing is it cools down when it rains, right? More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Already 78 at our studios. We'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center, accident-free condition so far. Beautiful ride if you're traveling from the 1065 split from Tillman's Corner to Theodore and traveling downtown. The Bayway, the Causeway, coming in from the Eastern Shore, we've had light traffic so far on the way in. It's the 22nd annual Dolphin Street Beer Fest this Saturday, August 24th. Get your tickets and start the fun at the Joe Kane Cafe inside the Battle House in downtown Mobile, where they're offering special Beer Fest room rates starting at just $139 a night. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Chance to speed date your elected official. An event going on at Spring Hill today, plus another crucial toll meeting tomorrow. Details straight ahead. More headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information released in an ongoing homicide investigation in Mobile. Last Saturday, Mobile police responded to the Knollwood Apartments just before 12 noon on a shots fired call. We now know the name of the victim. The victim's been identified as 23-year-old Tahid King. Upon arrival, officers discovered a male victim down outside suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was deceased on the scene. This investigation is active and ongoing. If you are ready to sing your lungs out and wow those American Idol judges today at auditions being held in Mobile, make sure you are at the right place. According to Visit Mobile, the American Idol journey begins at the Mobile Convention Center. All those who are auditioning, as well as family and friends in attendance, should report to the Mobile Convention Center first. Doors open for contestants and their family and friends. They open at 6 a.m. You should not arrive, though, prior to 5 a.m. The only entrance to the Mobile Convention Center will be at the front of the building, the Water Street entrance under the green awnings. Anyone entering the building will be subject to a reasonable search, including bag check and wands. Please limit bags to lap size. All knives and weapons are strictly prohibited. Once a contestant is registered, then the American Idol team will communicate to you how the audition process at Gulf Quest Maritime Museum will work. All minors must be accompanied by an adult. Discounted parking will be available at various premium parking lots. Just use the promo code IDO20. And best of luck. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Add Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth to the list of politicians opposing a toll to pay for the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project.
Plan to toll the Wallace Tunnel, which has been completely paid off and toll-free for decades, makes an already outrageous situation even worse.
Ainsworth made the comment in a video on social media. Ainsworth is one of nine people on the Alabama Toll Road and Bridge Authority. His comments come 2 weeks after Governor Kay Ivey said the tolls are necessary. Later today, we should learn whether a fox that attacked a man Sunday night in Daphne has rabies. This weekend's bite in the Lake Forest neighborhood was the second in the subdivision in 1 week. A dog has died in a house fire in Crestview. According to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, three dogs were locked inside cages when the fire broke out. Firefighters were able to get all three out, but only two survived. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Are you a pack rat? This is Trey Bennett from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and we can help you get back that shed, garage, or office space quickly and easily. From home to office furniture to household items, yard waste, and renovation debris, we'll load it, transport it away, and dispose of it. And we recycle about 50% of what we collect, much of it to local charities. With 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you can count on upfront rates, on-time service, clean, shiny trucks, and the friendliest uniformed drivers anywhere. So give us a call today or book online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009. alabamacaregivers.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
The Associated Press releases the preseason top 25 college football rankings. Jimmy Garoppolo returns to the field for the first time in nearly a year, and the Atlanta Braves add some depth on the waiver wire. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Corwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. With the college football season kicking off with two games this Saturday, the Associated Press released their preseason top 25 rankings yesterday. For the first time since 2015, the Alabama Crimson Tide will not be ranked number one when they take the field on week one. Instead, for the first time in school history, the Clemson Tigers are the AP's top-ranked preseason team. Alabama comes in at number two after they fell to Clemson in the 2018 National Championship game. Clemson received 52 first-place votes from the media, while Alabama received the other 10. This will be the third time since 2016 that the Tigers and the Tide have started the season number one and number two in the top 25. They're followed at number three by Kirby Smart's Georgia Bulldogs. The Oklahoma Sooners come in at number four, followed by Ohio State at number five. Yesterday, Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley made it official that Alabama transfer Jalen Hurts will start at quarterback for the Sooners. Ohio State coach Ryan Day also announced his week one starting quarterback, Georgia transfer Justin Fields. At number six on the AP Top 25, the LSU Tigers. Michigan comes in at number seven, followed by Florida at number eight, Notre Dame number nine, and Texas is ranked 10th. There are only six SEC teams in the preseason Top 25, which seems light compared to the last few years. Texas A&M is ranked 12th, and the Auburn Tigers are ranked 16th. There's only one game between ranked teams in the first week of the season. Auburn will face number 11-ranked Oregon in Arlington, Texas on August 31st. You can hear that game along with every Auburn Tigers football game right here on FM Talk 106.5. In the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Denver Broncos 24-15 in the final preseason game of Week 2. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo returned to the field for the first time since suffering a season-ending knee injury last September. He did not get off to the best start, going just 1-for-6 for 0 yards and an interception.
You know, obviously a little frustrated, but that's the NFL. You know, it's unfortunately we don't get to play the whole game right now, so you know, it's you only get so many plays.
New Denver quarterback Joe Flacco played in front of his home crowd in Denver for the first time since he was acquired from Baltimore. Flacco was an efficient 7-for-11 for 59 yards before he gave way to the second team. Broncos rookie quarterback Drew Lock got plenty of work for the second week in a row. He completed 7-of-12 passes for 40 yards and rushed twice for 11 yards. Week 3 of the preseason gets started this Thursday night. In Week 3, traditionally, when starting players get their most work in the preseason. In the majors, the Atlanta Braves were off yesterday before beginning a home series against Miami tonight. While the players got some rest, the front office was hard at work, acquiring Billy Hamilton off waivers from the Kansas City Royals. The Braves are in need of some depth in the outfield as they deal with injuries to Ender Ciarte, Nick Markakis, and Austin Riley. The 29-year-old Hamilton is known for his speed. He'll be a threat to steal bases and will be counted on to use that speed in the outfield. The Braves play Miami tonight at 6:20. Yesterday, the Washington Nationals hit 4 home runs and shut out Pittsburgh 13-0. St. Louis starting pitcher Dakota Hudson and 2 relievers combined on a one-hitter as the Cardinals shut out Milwaukee 3-0. Trevor Bauer struck out 11, and San Diego beat Cincinnati 3-2. And Arizona scored 3 runs in the 8th inning to beat Colorado 5-3. In the American League, Jose Abreu hit a 3-run homer, and the Chicago White Sox beat Minnesota 6-4.
Jose clobbers this ball. Deep left field. Rosario didn't move. Way out of here.
Seattle beat Tampa Bay 9-3. Houston got past Detroit 5-4. Texas rallied to defeat the LA Angels 8-7 in 11 innings. And Kansas City beat Baltimore 5-4. Just under 2 weeks away from the first official slate of college football games this season. If you think you know football better than anyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 audience, right now you can go ahead and sign up for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. It's the second year that we're holding this contest. Last year, over 180 people competed by picking the winners of 10 games every week of the regular season. We will have a trophy at the end of the year. We're trying to decide what kind of trophy.
That's
though.
Right.
Should we go with a bowling trophy, a gymnastics trophy? I don't know, something kind of out of the box.
Speaking of boxes, maybe one of those trophies for selling the most Girl Scout cookies.
That'd be great.
Something like, we just said trophy. We didn't exactly say what trophy.
We're workshopping that. But anyway, whoever has the most games picked at the end of the year, they will win a special prize. It is free to play, free to enter. Just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Click the link at the top of the page and get registered. Got to be registered by August 31st, the first official week of the season. 6:19 on FM Talk 1065. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Be visible. Be seen. Be at Business Expo, Mobile's largest business-to-business trade show. 200-plus exhibitors, giveaways, food samples, and more. Join the Mobile Area Chamber on Thursday, August 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mobile Convention Center. Come by the chamber at 451 Government Street for a free pass or pay $5 at the door with your business card. Come by and say hi to all your friends from FM Talk 106.5. We'll be at the FM Talk Mobile Command Unit. Hope to see you August 22nd at Business Expo.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue with light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. No delays. And if you're traveling northbound 65 through Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Sarah Lane, we're accident-free with no problems on the way in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 6.5 traffic.
All right, 6:22 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. More rain in the mix today. Good news is it'll bring down the high temperature. Talk to Dr. Bill about that and a look at the very quiet tropics. I mean, we're in the second half of August now. Peak hurricane season, I think September 12th or September 15th, something like that. I mean, we're in the meat of it. Very quiet out there. Is this a just, you know, the calm before the storm? We'll talk to Dr.
Eerie.
Bill. Yeah, we'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Robert Bentley has just opened a new dermatology clinic. Yes, that's the same Robert Bentley, former governor of Alabama. The Tuscaloosa News is reporting that Bentley opened his new location in Friday in Tuscaloosa. He previously practiced in another site as well. Bentley, you may recall, is a longtime dermatologist who entered politics. He was accused of having an extramarital affair with Rebecca Mason and using public resources to cover it up. An Alabama House Judiciary Committee reports that Bentley texted heart eye emojis to Mason using his ex-wife's iPad and then threatened the First Lady's staff to keep the affair a secret. Bentley ultimately resigned from office in 2017 as part of a deal in which he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor campaign finance violations. He also agreed to never hold public office, and he had to forfeit nearly $36,000 from his campaign account. New story here in Mobile as he is accused of bringing a child across state lines to force her to prostitute herself during Mardi Gras. 22-year-old T. Henry Wulu Currens pleaded guilty in Mobile federal court and now has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama says Currens was facing federal sex trafficking and other charges when he pleaded guilty in May to lesser charges of transporting an individual in interstate commerce intending that individual engage in prostitution. Authorities say Currens allegedly drove the victim from Panama City to Mobile last March. The victim, though, was able to escape and call police in Robertsdale from a gas station on March 2nd. Currens right now also faces state charges in Baldwin County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk, all you got to do is point at it and make it go away. It's like magic. You're your own David Copperfield. Well, at least Trey Bennett is when he comes to your place of business, your house. Listen, they do work in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial properties, residential properties, storage units, backyards. Hey, anywhere you got up in the attic, anywhere you got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Real easy to make that appointment too. Go to the website, pick up the phone, make the call, and they'll give you an actual appointment time on a specific day. That's when they show up. That's when they get to work. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, top stories of the day. Three big things on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Toll opponents urged to attend a meeting tomorrow. Tolls continue to be an issue of concern for people on the coast, writes WKRG. Toll opponents are urged to attend another meeting this week. State Auditor Jim Ziegler sent the email blast out yesterday, and it blasted.
Pow!
Bam! Urging people to attend a meeting for Mobile County's Metropolitan Planning Organization. The MPO meeting is at the GMNO building at 110 Beauregard Street at 10 on Wednesday morning. Oh, that's convenient for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody will be there.
On the agenda, the approval of the 2020 through 2023 Transportation Improvement Program. Also in the news, yes, it's another day, and it's more Fox News from our news partners at WKRG. Test results should be back today on possibly a rabid fox that attacked a man in Daphne. Learning more about the scary incident that sent one man to the hospital Sunday during a pool party in Daphne's Lake Forest subdivision. Like I told you yesterday, Daphne officials are telling telling people in Lake Forest to be on the lookout for foxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all suggested yesterday cougars and other, but no, this foxes.
Watch out for the foxes. You know, we're waiting on pins and rabies needles for this to get back.
I get jokes. That's good. I'd like you, when you go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com and look at three big things, note that my friend here, Dalton, spent extra time with the screen capture because we took the video that was taken. Everything. I mean, you understand that in today's world, there's a fox is at the pool at Lake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in there, goes on the attack,
yeah.
And somebody has the wherewithal to have their phone up and video the whole process. When we don't know what old boy has, is that an umbrella or something else that he does a smack with it, smacks
it's,
a fox?
It's something with some density. You were talking it might be a pull noodle.
Yeah,
but you know, I don't think that he can move
the fox. Because it sends the fox, like when he hits the fox, it sends the fox like...
Yeah, at least 6 inches he moves the fox. And I was trying to get the screenshot right when he made contact. Unfortunately, it looks like...
No, you got the windup.
Yeah, no, this was afterwards. This was after the bat left the ball.
It looks like the wind... Really? Okay, I'm looking at that screenshot. It looked like the windup, like I thought the... Or almost like a golf swing. It's up behind him. But y'all can see that picture and read the story. But yeah, more rabid fox stories from Baldwin County. By the way, I got some cool pictures yesterday from a listener taking fox pictures down at Dolphin Island. Kind of side note, science and nature side note.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best places to see foxes,
yeah,
non-rabid or whatever, because I see them, you know, I'd say a couple times a month, maybe once a month, riding through, and I'm all urban from my house to this station.
Yeah.
And best place to see them are places like Dolphin Island, a barrier island, or in the city as far in as you can get, because if you get in suburban areas or if you get out in the country, the coyotes kill foxes.
They take care of them.
Not saying there's none left, but the populations are much reduced. Where there are coyotes, there are fewer foxes. Where there are no coyotes, you'll see more foxes. So that's a little science and nature part of it. And in international news, Afghanistan vows to crush the Islamic State havens after that attack from over the weekend. We'll talk more about that coming up. News is next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile's largest employer has confirmed a round of layoffs. Austell has not announced how many people were let go, but says the job losses were in the engineering department. A Fort Walton Beach massage therapist has been arrested, accused of inappropriately touching a client. When confronted by the victim, police say James Vonderhyde took full responsibility and apologized. He is charged with sexual battery. Toxic algae has seriously impacted businesses along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The water at Mississippi beaches has been closed all summer as the dangerous blooms thrive in warm waters. The threat has kept visitors away during peak summer months.
Some of our partners in the beach vendors saw the worst summer in their businesses.
Later today, we should learn whether a fox that attacked a man Sunday night in Daphne has rabies. This weekend's bite in the Lake Forest neighborhood was the second in the subdivision in 1 week. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
The U.S. military conducted an airstrike today targeting an al-Shabaab militant in the vicinity of Cuño Baro, Somalia, killing the target. U.S. Africa Command says it appears no civilians were wounded or killed. Severe storms are expected today over the western Great Lakes and central plains, but meteorologist Chad Myers tells us there will be some relief from the widespread heat by the end of the week.
Yes, another day of hot weather today. It's going to feel like 100, 102, 103 in D.C. It's going to feel like 106 in Dallas, Texas. But relief is on the way. There will be storms to get there, but the relief is on the way as the front goes by on Friday.
There's a hearing in a Chicago federal courtroom today in the city's effort to recover costs from actor Jussie Smollett after police said his claims of a racist, anti-gay attack were phony and staged. The city sued in April after a prosecutor's surprise decision to drop criminal charges against Smollett. Stock futures down slightly across the boards ahead of the opening bell this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Tariffs are expected to cost U.S. households up to $1,000 a year when the next round goes into effect on September 1st. That's according to a report from J.P. Morgan, which found that the cost of the trade war borne by consumers is likely to rise from about $600 a year based on the first two phases of the tariffs on Chinese imports to around $1,000 based on the third round. If the tariff increases to 25%, as President Trump has threatened, the cost to consumers would rise to $1,500 per year. As department stores watch their customers flock to secondhand stores, some are trying to bring them back by partnering with online resale sites. JCPenney and Macy's have both announced a pilot program to set aside sections inside a few dozen of their stores for used merchandise sold by ThredUp. Neiman Marcus was the first big department store chain to get into the resale business. On Wall Street, futures this morning are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So yesterday, a few showers out there, and I guess we got a few more on the plate for today.
Yeah, still most of the activity yesterday was out over the Gulf, And we did see development over the land, and not enough to get some rain at the airport. They didn't have anything yesterday. Did have a high of 92, which is just about normal for this time of the year. It looks like this disturbance that has been along the Gulf Coast for several days is going to be a factor, at least for another day. So we're going to look for some scattered thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, and some clouds around this morning, then mostly cloudy this afternoon. That's going to keep temperatures down a bit, so we could see a high today of about 88 degrees for this afternoon. But again, a good chance for shower and thunderstorm activity during the afternoon and late morning hours. Tonight, that rainfall activity sort of tapers off, and we'll see a low in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, it'll be, well, partly cloudy in the morning, then scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, and the high will be around 90 degrees. And we're pretty much settling into a pattern now for the rest of the week and all the way through the weekend, which is about what we expect this time of the year, and that we'll have some sunshine in the morning, then scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, and not a big heat wave or anything. Temperatures should be around normal. And that means about 90 degrees, maybe inching its way up to 92. But that's what we expect for the rest of the week and the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill. The tropics, you've been talking about that the recipe is almost put together out there, but still hadn't. It's been quiet.
Yeah, the El Nino effect, which was really working on the whole tropical pattern for at least the first half of the season, that has pretty much faded out, and that means that it's an open gate for tropical activity, but not completely. The upper air pattern is what will really make the difference for any kind of tropical development. Temperatures now in the Atlantic have really warmed up all the way out to the African coast now, so everything is set up for a tropical activity except the upper air winds a little bit too strong. We do have a tropical wave over the Western Caribbean. We don't expect anything from that because of shearing, and also right now another tropical wave out over the Eastern Atlantic, but it looked pretty ominous yesterday. But it looks like wind shear is taking its toll on that tropical wave. So right now we're looking good.
All right. I mean, so you've told us over time, quite a few things have to happen for this to come together. We can have the warm temperatures in the Atlantic, but if you have the shearing, you're not going to get the storms.
Not going to have it. And if anything does develop, it would have a real terrible time trying to get moving because of those upper air winds. If they should die down, all the conditions would most likely come together to start some tropical activity. What we start to see is numerous clusters of thunderstorms start to move across the Atlantic, and some of those possibly developing and going through the series of a depression, tropical storm, and potentially a hurricane.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. By the way, let me combine two things in one story. If you're looking at a list of unpopular items, unpopular things, unpopular critters, hurricanes and spiders would both be on that list, right?
I'd say so. I don't like either.
Okay, what if I could put them together all into one? CNN reporting, in regions of the United States and Mexico that are prone to hurricanes, aggressive spiders are evolving to survive and ride out the storm. When hurricanes rage along the Gulf of Mexico or charge up the East Coast, they can reshape an entire habitat in a short time. The wind destroys trees, spreads debris for miles, putting new pressure on the creatures living in these environments. But how do creatures adapt when their habitats are so disturbed? Researchers looked at the Anolocemus studiosus spiders that live in storm-prone areas along the coast to see how they changed. Their study was published this week in the journal Nature Ecology and Evolution. These weather systems are called black swan events, a surprising event with a major impact that is explained with benefit of hindsight. They don't offer much lead time, so researchers had to scramble to study spider colonies before and after projected storms. The team monitored subtropical storm Alberto and hurricanes Florence and Michael. In the 2018 hurricane season, they tried to anticipate the system's trajectories and study areas that included 240 female spider colonies, comparing them with areas with spider colonies unaffected by the storms. Researchers returned to the sites hit by the storms 48 hours after the storm. So everybody else is trying to get cleaned up or whatever, and you know, get life, trying to get things back to normal. Mm-hmm. And here come the spider investigators. About 75% of the colonies survived the initial storm strikes.
Mm.
Hurricanes did not get rid of the spiders. The scientists here said it is tremendously important to understand the environmental impacts of these black swan weather events on evolution and natural selection. That's Jonathan Pruitt, lead study author, evolutionary biologist, and Canada 150 chair. It says the A. studiosus spider species has two main personality traits that are inherited. They're docile or aggressive. Aggressiveness can be determined based on their speed, attackers pursuing prey, cannibalizing male spiders, as well as eggs, and their vulnerability to an invasion of predatory spiders. On one hand, aggressive colonies are better at gathering resources in times of scarcity, but when deprived of food or the subjected to overheating, the aggressive colonies also suffer from infighting. Okay, so the aggressive ones are good, like, pioneers, but they turn on each other pretty fast, all right? Said tropical cyclones likely both impact impact stressors and alter the numbers of flying prey, increasing sun exposure from a more open canopy. Aggressiveness is passed down through the generations in these colonies from parent to daughter, and a major factor in their survival and ability to reproduce. Researchers determined that after a storm passed, the colonies that aggressively pursued food and resources were able to produce more egg cases. Spiderlings also had a better chance of surviving into early winter. In areas that weren't hit by storms, docile colonies thrived. So the more storms you get, I guess their assessment is, the more storms you get, the more it selects for aggressive spiders.
That's terrifying.
So
it sounds,
so
sounds
in
like
in the wake of the storm, you're dealing with meaner spiders.
It sounds like it's time for a Sharknado spinoff. No, and no pun intended there. Sharknado spinoff, maybe Spider-Cane?
I said Arachnacane yesterday.
Arachnacane.
Yeah, when I posted that story on Twitter, Arachnacane, I thought.
But I like that.
Can you imagine that movie? You think Sharknado was something. How about, a hurricane that brings in all these aggressive spiders?
Scary.
Get the people in Hollywood on the phone. We've got something going here. 642, we'll check traffic next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center from Daphne to Malice. We've gotten a decent amount of fog and a little bit on the bayway, so be careful. Good news is, once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. School buses are traveling. Watch for the radar in the school zones. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways, too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates. It's Terraform Land Company, 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Yeah, Mike was suggesting fire ants. It may do the same thing. Select for, I don't know if they're, if they pass down traits like spiders do, if storms would select for more aggressive fire ants. Lord knows, we don't need them to be more aggressive. I've never seen a docile fire ant. I've never seen like a fire ant that's like chilled, like, yeah, I'm not going to bite you.
No.
I'm not going to do it.
They don't ever just hang out. They've always got to be doing something.
They're very busy. Fire ants are very busy. And then we don't know what it does to foxes. Selects for more aggressive rabid fox. I don't know. 6:44, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. From apps and the internet to reality, yet another reminder from MPD urging the public to use safe exchange zones. This helps prevent you from becoming a victim of a crime like robbery. And that's what happened last Friday to a person who did not use a safe exchange zone. Just before 5 p.m. on Wildwood Drive, the victim arranged to meet a person through the Let Go app. The suspect was there to purchase a cell phone. The victim stated that when the transaction was complete, the male subject took the phone back and left in a vehicle and nearly ran her over. The internet purchase safe exchange zones are clearly marked in the parking lot at police stations and police headquarters, and they are located here in Mobile at headquarters 2460 Government Boulevard, Precinct 1, which is at 850 Virginia Street, Precinct 2, 5441 Highway 90, Precinct 3, 2165 St. Stephen's Road, Precinct 4, 8080 Airport Boulevard, and the Western Administrative Complex, which is at 4851 Museum Drive. A mom and daughter duo from Mississippi arrested in Mobile County, accused of shooting a man in Hurley. According to Jackson County deputies, Robert White says he was at his home with his girlfriend, 20-year-old Lillian Shoemaker, when her mother, 38-year-old Rachel Duggan, came over. Investigators say mom and daughter left the home and White followed them in his vehicle. That's when mom pulled out a gun and fired shots at White. He was hit several times and drove himself back home on Highway 63 in Hurley, where his mother called for help. White was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. U.S. Marshals located the women here in Mobile County on Sunday. Both were arrested on aggravated assault charges and are being held in Metro Jail until they can be extradited back to Jackson County. A motive for what happened has not yet been revealed. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Dallas.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Add Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth to the list of politicians opposing a toll to pay for the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project.
Plan to toll the Wallace Tunnel, which has been completely paid off and toll-free for decades, makes an already outrageous situation even worse.
Ainsworth made the comment in a video on social media. Ainsworth is one of nine people on the Alabama Toll Road and Bridge Authority. His comments come 2 weeks after Governor Kay Ivey said the tolls are necessary. Later today, we should learn whether a fox that attacked a man Sunday night in Daphne has rabies. This weekend's bite in the Lake Forest neighborhood was the second in the subdivision in 1 week. A dog has died in a house fire in Crestview. According to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, three dogs were locked inside cages when the fire broke out. Firefighters were able to get all three out, but only two survived. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Step up to GMC and get nearly $10,000 total value on a next-generation Gulf Coast Edition 2019 Sierra 1500 4x4 Crew Cab with SLT Premium Plus Package. We are professional grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $58,530, offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $34,58 plus $5,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for details.
The Associated Press releases the preseason top 25 college football rankings. Jimmy Garoppolo returns to the field for the 49ers for the first time in nearly a year, and the Atlanta Braves add some depth on the waiver wire. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. With the college football season kicking off with two games this Saturday, the Associated Press released their preseason top 25 rankings yesterday. For the first time since 2015, the Alabama Crimson Tide will not be ranked number one when they take the field on week one. Instead, for the first time in school history, the Clemson Tigers are the AP's top-ranked preseason team. Alabama comes in at number two after they fell to Clemson in the 2018 National Championship game. Clemson received 52 first-place votes from the media, while Alabama received the other 10. This will be the third time since 2016 that the Tigers and the Tide have started the season at number one and number two. They're followed at number three by Kirby Smart's Georgia Bulldogs. The Oklahoma Sooners come in at number four, followed by Ohio State at number five. Yesterday, Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley made it official that Alabama transfer Jalen Hurts will start at quarterback for the Sooners. Ohio State coach Ryan Day also announced his week one starting quarterback, Georgia transfer Justin Fields. At number six on the AP Top 25, the LSU Tigers. Michigan comes in at number seven, followed by Florida at number eight, Notre Dame number nine, and Texas is ranked 10th. There are only six SEC teams in the preseason top 25, which seems light compared to the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M is ranked 12th, and the Auburn Tigers are ranked 16th. There's only one game between ranked teams in the first week of the season. Those 16th-ranked Auburn Tigers will face the number 11-ranked Oregon Ducks in Arlington, Texas on August 31st. You can hear that game along with every Auburn Tigers football game right here on FM Talk 106.5. And Tiger Talk gets started this Thursday night at 6 o'clock with Andy Burcham and Brad Law. In the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Denver Broncos 24-15 in the final preseason game of Week 2. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo returned to the field for the first time since suffering a season-ending knee injury last September. Garoppolo did not get off to the best start. He went 1-for-6 for 0 yards and an interception.
You know, obviously a little frustrated, but that's the NFL. You know, it's unfortunately we don't get to play the whole game right now, so you know, it's you only get so many plays.
New Denver quarterback Joe Flacco played in front of his home crowd for the first time since he was acquired from Baltimore. Flacco was an efficient 7-for-11 for 59 yards before giving way to the second team. Broncos rookie quarterback Drew Locke got plenty of work for the second week in a row. He completed 7 of 12 passes for 40 yards and rushed twice for 11 yards. Week 3 of the preseason gets started this Thursday night. And Week 3, traditionally, when starting players get their most work in the preseason. In the majors, the Atlanta Braves were off yesterday before they begin a home series against Miami tonight. And while the players got some rest, the front office was hard at work, acquiring Billy Hamilton off waivers from the Kansas City Royals. The Braves are in need of some depth in the outfield as they deal with injuries to Ender Inciarte, Nick Markakis, and Austin Riley. The 29-year-old Hamilton's known for his speed. He'll be a threat to steal bases and will be counted on to use that speed in the outfield. The Braves play Miami tonight at 6:20. Yesterday, the Washington Nationals hit four home runs and shut out Pittsburgh 13-0. St. Louis starting pitcher Dakota Hudson and two relievers combined in a one-hitter as the Cardinals shut out Milwaukee 3-0. In the American League, Jose Abreu hit a three-run homer, and the Chicago White Sox beat Minnesota 6-4.
Jose clobbers this ball. Deep left field. Rosario didn't move. Way out of here.
Seattle beat Tampa Bay 9-3. Houston got past Detroit 5-4. And Texas rallied to defeat the LA Angels 8-7 in 11 innings. 6:53 now on FM Talk 106.5. That is the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pinson Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center from Daphne to Malice. We've got a decent amount of fog and a little bit on the bayway, so be careful. Good news is, once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. School buses are traveling. Watch for the radar in the school zones. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways, too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates. It's Terraform Land Company, 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 1065 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 1065 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. In your health news this morning, more troubling news linked to e-cigarettes. The Centers for Disease Control is investigating more than 100 cases of a mysterious lung disease linked to the devices. E-cigarette use is up among teens. Now, nicotine found in most vaping products can harm the developmental side of the adolescent brain. That's according to CDC, impacting areas that control attention and learning, mood and impulse control. Using nicotine in adolescents may also increase the risk for future drug addiction. Right now, the CDC is working with departments of health in Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Indiana, and Minnesota to learn more about the clusters of illnesses, primarily among adolescents and young adults tied to vaping. Of the cases, 30 have occurred in Wisconsin. 125 cases of the disease have been reported in 15 states. Alabama, though, has not been listed among those states with reported cases. All cases are similar and appear to be linked to e-cigarette product use. We'll stay on top of the story, of course, for you and bring you any new developments. But what you need to look out for when it comes to symptoms, well, that includes serious breathing difficulties, which require ventilation, chest pains, fever, weight loss, nausea, and diarrhea. Heads up, Mobile. The superstars of Monday Night Raw are set for a WWE live event at the Mobile Civic Center. August the 25th, Seth Rollins will defend the Universal Championship against Baron Corbin, plus the Raw Women's Champion, The Man, Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss will be there, AJ Styles, and more. Ticket prices range from $15 up to $100. The Superstar Experience packages features a meet and greet, a souvenir chair, and exclusive merchandise available. For more information, hop online and go to Ticketmaster.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 1065. Speaking of tickets, we got widespread panic tickets to give away. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Plus, Dr. Bill joins us here in just a couple minutes, and we'll get into a little bit more on the quiet tropics out there. I know it's strange. It's scary that they're quiet. Although, what would be better, having a storm right now?
No, I will take the quiet any day.
All right, so we'll take quiet instead of having noisy. All right, Dr. Bill on the way, and check in with News 5. Coming up next, y'all stay close. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 1065, online at fmtalk1065.com.